Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and I'm here alone today because my co-host is out of town. And today we're going to be talking to Krista Schwarting and Tamara Shai about Cyrano's production of Miss Witherspoon, which opens tonight. And first of all, as we always do on this show, tell me what it's about.
Well, I don't want to give away too many of the surprises of the play, but this is a Christopher Durang play. That's a name people might recognize. He writes kind of absurdist black comedies, and it is a dark comedy about reincarnation. Tamar plays a character named Miss Witherspoon, which is not her real name. I'll let her get into that. But she dies. She, instead of, you know, thinking she's just going to sort of go away and be no longer, ends up in a Tibetan Buddhist netherworld called the Bardo, where she is met by her spiritual guide, Mariama, and is forced to reincarnate. And it's about the trials and tribulations of her reincarnating against her will.
Interesting. It sounds like a good play.
It is a good play. It's very funny. And while it's not a new play, it's not quite a 10-year-old play, it is incredibly timely.
And Tamara, do you play Miss Witherspoon?
I do. She goes by the name Veronica, but because of her aura, which is not as clear and light as the others would like, she gets called Miss Witherspoon.
There's a great line that talks about how Mariama, her spiritual guide, who's played by the marvelous Vivian Melody. Vivian Kennard, I think, is probably how people know her.
Oh, yes, indeed. And she doesn't act very often.
No, so it's really
great to see her on the stage.
And she is a treat in this show. She was someone I approached and said, she and Tamar actually were both precast because I thought those were incredibly challenging, rewarding parts, and I wanted the people who I thought were perfect for them, and thankfully they both said yes. But when Vivian's character, Mariama, the spiritual guide, first meets Tamar's character, Veronica, she calls her Miss Witherspoon because she says, "You have a brown tweed aura, and you remind us of something out of an Agatha Christie novel." It's a great line.
That is a great line. I love it. And so you die and come back. I guess you will.
I do. It's a power struggle between me and my spiritual guide. And like most power struggles, it goes very badly, very quickly. But it's fascinating. There's a lot of questioning in the play, but I don't think a lot of answers. So that's what I like, plays that pose a lot of questions, and then when people leave the theater, they have those to think about and talk about, rather than sort of telling you what to think and how to think.
That sounds like a very interesting play.
It is, and it's darkly funny. It's one of those plays that we were talking about it last night. It is going to hit everyone just ever so slightly differently. Some people will laugh at one line, some people will laugh at another. It's never going to be consistent. It's going to end up, I think, being a very personal play for a lot of people.
Well, I should think so. Death is something that is going to happen to all of us, and we almost give it a thought now and then.
But the best part of it is it's wrapped up in this very brisk hour and 45-minute funny play, and I think Tamar's right. We're going to laugh, and then you're going to leave the theater and walk down the street and have dinner or a drink and keep talking about it.
Good. Excellent. So you are an actress. You've been on the show before.
I have, yeah.
And tell me, what show may she obviously talked you into doing this play? How did she manage to do that?
Oh, actually, I hadn't read the play. Krista said, "Will you work with me?" And I said yes, because I've known Krista for years. We've performed together. I've never been directed by Krista, but we've performed together, and we're friends, so just the idea of working with her was enough. I didn't need to read the play. Once I read the play, then, you know, obviously I fell in love with it.
It was a leap of faith on her part, and I'm deeply appreciative. I mean, what's great about Tamar is, first of all, she's an amazing comedic actress, and anyone who's seen her in things knows that. But she's got these fantastic physical comedy skills. We were talking on our way over about You Can't Take It With You, which was done at Cyrano's, 4 or 5 years ago. And Tamar spent the better part of one act of this play draped over a couch. And all I couldn't stop watching her. And then she, you know, she would bob herself up and say, you know, a funny one-liner and, you know, flop back down. And you couldn't stop watching her. Just the sort of physical grace that she's got, which really comes in handy for this part.
I saw the play and I agree.
It was incredibly memorable.
Yes, indeed.
And she, you know, is somebody I think we've watched a lot in recent years. Gulag Mouse was your last play.
Right, Gulag Mouse with the tosspots, yeah, mm-hmm. Which was a nice experience.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. Here with my guests, Krista Schwarting and Tamara Shai, talking about Cyrano's production of
Miss Witherspoon by Christopher Durang,
which opens tonight.
Tonight, yeah, we're very excited about it. This show is so ready to be in front of an audience, and I am, as much as being a director, it's challenging to sit in the audience on opening night to see how it's received. I am really looking forward to seeing how people react to the show.
Well, that nothing could be stronger. You'd think you'd be sick and tired of it by now.
You know, I've been really fortunate that a lot of the projects I've worked on in the last couple of years have been scripts that I wanted to do and have even brought in. And this was one that I brought to Sandy and said, we have an incredible number of actresses, and we don't often have enough parts to show them off. And I've got a show with four very strong female parts that's absurdist and funny and smart and timely. Will you agree to do this? And fortunately, she said yes. So it's been an exciting process.
That's excellent, because the last one I saw there was all male, nearly all male.
No, we have a brilliant cast. So in addition to Tamar, we have Vivian, who is a known quantity and a marvelous actress. We have Jill Sauerwein playing two very different parts. And she's such a versatile actress. I've directed her several times, and she's always a joy to work with. Jana Shaw, who I think fewer people might know, but she is delightful, and she is going to bring the house down with this part that she's got in the second act. And then I have one very brave man, Alex Lannan, who plays five parts, and who's just who I had not worked with before, and he's just been an absolute joy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's been a really fun cast. If you're going to do a show during the summer, you would better like the people you're spending the time indoors with.
Well, that's true. And so tell me about directing. I've seen you as an actress, and I've seen a play or two that you've directed, and that I've always been terribly impressed.
Well, thank you. I never meant to be a director. I took directing at UAA, oh gosh, it's probably been 10 years ago. I took the first part of the directing course because I thought it would make me a better actor, honestly, and because I didn't have a sense of what was going on from a director's perspective. And nobody was more surprised than I was when it turned out I liked it. So then I assistant directed a couple of times. I took the second part of the directing course. And gosh, I think it's been about 7 years that it's been primarily what I've done. I still ever so often get to act, and I love it, and I miss it. But I love directing, particularly when I'm given the gift of now sometimes getting to pick my own scripts and getting to put up things that I think are smart and well written.
Excellent. I've always thought I'd like to be a director. I'm not a terribly good actress, so I would.
I've never seen you act, to be honest. But no, it still surprises me sometimes that I ended up as a director. But it is mostly what I do. I direct probably two shows a year. The last one was Freud's Last Session, which went up in January at Cyrano's.
And I've seen you in many plays. What have you played before?
I was in a show with Krista called Ladies of the Camellia, which was great. It was, I got to play Uta Hagen. I got to play
Eleonora Duza.
Eleonora Duza. And then I played Uta Hagen in Ten Chimneys, which I enjoyed very, very much. And I've been very lucky. Mostly I work at Cyrano's. I got a chance to work at Out North a few months ago, and it's been a delightful experience. It's a wonderful theater community, and there's everyone knows each other or knows of each other, and so it feels very much like a family.
Yeah, the theater community in this town is large for the size of the town,
right.
But small, of course.
It really is, and sometimes I feel like I'm directing some of the same people over and over again, which is what's been such a gift with this cast. While I've worked with several people before, I've directed Jill, and she's the only one I've previously directed. So it's fun, and, you know, it's nice to stretch your wings and direct a cast of sort of brand new people.
So I'm, of course, going to see this play, as I see almost every play in
town.
Please
do. I think you'll like it.
This job is important to me, and largely because I already watched plays. I watch more plays than I watch movies.
Oh, that's great.
Because I like live theater, and always have. And so I'm interested again in directing. How do you tell people what to do on this stage?
You know, I think the way I direct may be different in the sense that I came at it from an actor's perspective. So really, I think when I'm sitting out there in the audience, what I'm thinking is, how do you interpret this line? And then how is that actor communicating that line in a way that serves the interpretation? Well, the first thing you do is you cast really good people, and you have, hopefully, a really good script. And then the blocking is the part that I always find sort of the least fun of the entire process, because once a show is blocked, you really get to play. I don't know. I think it's like being a psychologist and a teacher and, you know, a parent rolled into one. But when you have a cast as gifted as this one is, it really does make your job pretty easy.
So what is blocking?
Oh, blocking is the physical movement around the stage. So setting, you know, do you cross the stage here? Do you sit on this line? Do you stand? It's as simple as whatever the physical movement is on the stage. And I know it looks, it hopefully should look completely natural, but often it's very highly planned.
Which, and I've seen what you've directed, usually looks very natural.
I should hope so.
But unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you both for coming.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Krista Schwarting and Tamara Shai, who are acting in Cyrano's Miss Witherspoon, which opens tonight at Cyrano's. Thank you. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Auditions will be held for the Anchorage Theater of Youth's October production of Sleepy Hollow, a musical, and Secret Garden, not a musical, on Sunday, August 25th from 3 to 5:30 p.m. or Monday, August 26th. From 6 to 8 p.m. at the ATY Rehearsal Hall, 610 West Fireweed Lane.
Up in Talkeena, you can see Life at the End of the Road, continuing until August 26, a comical improv, sometimes musical, look at everyday life in small-town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sundays at 3:30 and 6, and Mondays at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
All interested persons are welcome to audition for the UAA Theater and Dance production of the musical Big River to open November 1st. Singing and dance auditions will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 4th, and cold readings from the script will be held at 7 p.m. Thursday, September 5th. Both auditions will be held at the Main Stage Theater in the UAA Fine Arts Building. For more information, call Audrey at 786-1766.
At Cyrano's opening tonight, you can see Miss Witherspoon running through September 8th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening, and Steve will be back next week. And then, until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.